What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 394. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the use of ketamine for agitation in patients with schizophrenia and answer the drug information question, can oral and IV vancomycin be given at the same time to the same patient? I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode394. The title of the article for this episode is Psychiatric Outcomes of Patients with Severe Agitation Following Administration of Pre-Hospital Ketamine. The lead author is Jacob Lieben, and this was published in Academic Emergency Medicine, March 2019. Ketamine's unique dissociative mechanism of action, analgesic effects, and side effect profile are attractive to many clinicians for use in a variety of indications. With high rates of efficacy and IM administration, ketamine is an ideal agent to manage patients with severe agitation in many settings, including the pre-hospital setting. A theoretical precaution to ketamine use is in patients with a history of schizophrenia out of concern that the drug will exacerbate the psychotic symptoms associated with schizophrenia. This presents a dilemma for the use of ketamine in pre-hospital settings for treating severe agitation, as medical history is often not available and/or patients with schizophrenia may be severely agitated and require sedation. The authors of this study sought to describe psychiatric outcomes in patients who receive pre-hospital ketamine for severe agitation. The study was composed of a retrospective cohort from two tertiary academic medical centers. Chart review was conducted to identify patients who required pre-hospital sedation for severe agitation and received either IM or IV ketamine, or IM or IV benzodiazepine. The primary outcome was psychiatric inpatient admission, with secondary outcomes including ED psychiatric evaluation and non-psychiatric inpatient admission. There were 141 patient encounters that met inclusion criteria, and 59 of these received pre-hospital ketamine. Although the ketamine group had a numerically higher number of patients who required psychiatric inpatient admission at 6.8 versus 2.4%, this was not a statistically significant difference. Patients with schizophrenia who received ketamine versus benzodiazepine did not require psychiatric inpatient admission or ED psychiatric evaluation at significantly higher rates. Unfortunately, this subgroup of patients was very small at just 16 patients. One significant difference between groups was the reason for non-psychiatric admission. The benzodiazepine group had a 63% incidence of requiring admission due to intubation versus just 4% for the ketamine group. The authors concluded administration of pre-hospital ketamine for severe agitation was not associated with an increase in the rate of psychiatric evaluation in the emergency department or psychiatric inpatient admission when compared with benzodiazepine treatment, regardless of the patient's psychiatric history. Even though the subgroup of patients with schizophrenia who received ketamine was small, the study does provide important information on this group of patients. A reasonable argument may be made that the study justifies ketamine in the pre-hospital setting without regard to the patient's history of schizophrenia. However, I would not extrapolate the results to other clinical scenarios. For analgesia or sedation for indications other than acute agitation in patients with schizophrenia, I would still look for alternative medications to ketamine. And the drug information question for this episode is, can oral and IV vancomycin be given at the same time to the same patient? My answer is yes, when a patient has two appropriate indications, such as C. diff infection and MRSA pneumonia, it is appropriate for the same patient to receive oral and IV vancomycin at the same time. Dual treatment would be necessary because IV vancomycin does not get to the colon and enteral vancomycin is not absorbed systemically. When using this combination, be alert for the chance of error with new practitioners, both pharmacists and nurses, who may not be aware of the need for both forms of vancomycin to be given together. I have encountered scenarios where a practitioner assumed that an order for oral vancomycin meant that they should discontinue an order for IV vancomycin, resulting in erroneously discontinuing important therapy. Staff education of the appropriateness of this combination should be considered to avoid confusion that could lead to a medication error. You can get a detailed and referenced PDF on the use of ketamine in critical care by going to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 13 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.